When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, go ahead, baby. Open this up.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Next Level Loving Podcast. Let's get it.
Let's go. All right, so look, man, welcome back to another episode of Next Level Living. I'm going to open up today's episode with this question here, right? I just did a training online. Y'all know I've been speaking for 12 years, full-time for 9 years, right when Jewel was born, quit my job, went all in as a motivational speaker. Some people thought that was risky. Some people thought that was reckless. They like, bro, you got a newborn baby. Y'all just built y'all's first house a year ago. Now you're going to quit your job and go all in, right? But I knew what God called me to do. So I've been doing these trainings here or there online. And one person, we have two kind of communities. We have our Next Level Speakers Academy where people can join. You know what I'm saying? They in our community, we give them game. We have weekly and monthly meetings and stuff like that. But then we have a high ticket where we actually do their branding, their website, their logo. They get to travel with me. You know what I'm saying? We have special mastermind events. It's so much more that we offer them.
Okay.
So at the end of one of my trainings, I gave this person an opportunity. I opened it up for people. Said, hey, we got open enrollment. You got to put down a $500 deposit. You get on the phone with my team. And then they see what's going to be the best custom package for you. And then we connect you with a funding company that can help you break up the payment so you can get the funding because it's a big investment. Most people don't have five figures to put down cash. So we had this one guy. My man puts down $500. He reaches out to the team, right? And he's like, yep, I'm all in. I'm so excited. They're talking about the funding options. My man's like, yo, I don't have a credit. You know what I'm saying? My credit is bad. He's just like, I don't know how this is going to work. I only got $3 to my name.
Sheesh. $3.
I'm thinking like, interesting. So, you know, it ended up not working out because he's like, bruh, like my credit is not good. It's not going to work. But I'm thinking like, and my man said, I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm a single dad. But he had like $503 at the end of this training. He was like, man, I want to sign up and everything. And I was like, my first thought was like, yo, my man got crazy faith. But then I was like, yo, but is that kind of reckless? Like, you know what I'm saying? You took your last 500, you got $3 left to your name. You know what I'm saying? You knew, you know what I'm saying, what was possible. But my man was, and was, so when my team was on the phone with him, he was like, yo, I just believe it's going to happen. So I was super impressed. But I had some people that was like, yeah, but maybe this isn't best. So we knew he wasn't going to be able to move forward with the funding options because his credit wasn't where it needed to be. And this was a non-refundable deposit. Well, y'all know I got a heart, bro. So I sent him back his deposit. I'm like, bro, you're a single dad. You know, your family needs this. But I was very impressed that my man pulled. You know how many people probably had $5,000 in their account? But they were like, I'm not sure. My man had $503, paid the $500 because he's like, I know I got a purpose. I know I'm supposed to be doing this work. And it ended up not working out. But I was very impressed by his faith. But then a part of me was just like, but yo, that was very risky. Was that reckless? So I just kind of wanted to talk about that because that was kind of interesting. I don't know if y'all have any thoughts on it, but
definitely.
Do you know how his financial income, like his flow of income works? Like, do you know if he was going to have more money at the end of the week or?
So when my team talked to him, because they put together a strategy, he was just like, yeah, nah, the monthly joints, it's not going to work because things are tight. I'm a single dad. He's like, I ain't really got it like that.
Yeah.
And so he was like, yeah, and that's when he went into, matter of fact, I only got $3 in my account. So let me say something. Even if he does have significant money coming through on the month, you still ain't ready for this if you get to a point where you only got $3 left.
Yeah.
That's scary, right?
Yeah.
And so, but his faith was just like, yo, I'm going all in. Like, God finna make a way. And I was like, man, we got to discuss this. Because I'm actually kind of, I don't even have which approach to take. Like, I'm not even really sure either. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what you thinking?
I mean, I can see it from his point of view when he's just like, look, I got to take a risk because what I've been doing is not working. And so maybe he's been making excuses for why he couldn't afford something, why he couldn't better his position for his family. And maybe it was just like, you know what? Look, I sacrifice and I pay for other things. I need to start investing into myself. It might be reckless or it might be a risk or I might just be really going hard and believing in myself. But at some point, I got to do something different than what I've been doing. And maybe that push was to, it was for it to get right back into his account because you know, you sent it back to him.
Yeah,
but maybe
sure.
He had to make that step for anybody to even notice that this is where he was. So, I mean, it was a little reckless, but I mean, I don't know his pockets like that, but knowing that he has a family and all that stuff, it was a little reckless if he didn't think about how he was going to provide for them. But I do think that he was coming from a place that none of us could even really acknowledge at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the streets, right?
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on.
You try to make a play. Like, sometimes you got to invest or sometimes you got to have a bunch of people invest to go ahead and get a package or something that you don't have the profit from originally. A lot of people do this. I'm not talking about the risk of going to jail or getting killed. I'm talking about just the investment type thing. Sometimes it's worth the investment just because of what they believe can come as a result of it. So maybe he wasn't looking for, because sometimes the 500 probably already ain't enough.
Yeah.
So maybe the 500 that he got ain't enough. He's just like, you know what? If I ain't going to have it, I'm about to put everything I got into what I believe is going to get it. Mm. And so maybe for me, I think there's an option to have reckless faith. It don't even have to be, is it reckless or is it faith? Or like, he might just be being reckless, have a reckless faith that means that his faith is bigger than the average person and that he believes in what he believes in more than the situation that he's stuck in.
You know how they have those memes that say like dinner with Jay-Z or $100,000, and most
it was
people be like,
$500,000, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I'd rather choose the dinner. Maybe he's looking at this like, this is that dinner with Jay-Z. For me, I'm connected to the source now.
True.
Like that $500, I'm connected to a source.
But instead of Jay-Z, it's like Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Because Dr. J is who he could be connected to.
It's
now.
It's not official yet. You know? So let me just put that out there.
You know what I'm saying? Like he could be connected to the white coat.
So I... I hate Mike, right? All right. So I'll say this. I disagree. All right. So let me ask y'all a question. What would you do if you feel like you got an opportunity to work with somebody that can be life changing? Because it's not a question of is this 500 enough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's clear. This is just a deposit. You still got to figure out everything else.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he know that?
Yes.
So yeah, he invested. He don't have all the details, but he's invested.
Right. So I'm dropping it like, hey, this is the minimum credit score you got to have. Yeah. This is the major investment. Get on the phone with my team. They'll let you know what funding options we have for you. This is how much you got to make per year. Like I'm giving the whole breakdown. He pushed on the 5. Would y'all have done that?
Oof, that's a tough one. It's tough when you put it back on us.
And it will probably make a difference, Crystal, because you don't have any children.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had a child or two, I imagine that would put extra strain. Again, my first thing, I was hella impressed. Like, yo, my man got real faith. He got reckless faith. Like, he all in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Knowing the personality type I have, I mean, I would definitely make sure that something else is coming in. Not just like, I'm about to get rid of this and then $3 for the rest of the month. What time of month was it? Was it the 1st or the 15th? Or was it just like somewhere?
It was actually like the 5th day of the month.
Rebuke me,
so
God.
So the next day.
Rebuke me. I'm not.
For some people might have been payday. But even beyond that.
He had a whole month to get something else.
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's even... Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay. Yeah, know. So going back to it, for me, I think I have to weigh all the options when it comes to making decisions like that. Because if I'm without for the rest of the month and I can't do, then that puts major strain on me. And I'm just like, I don't know how to, you know, pay my bills. I can't do a lot of these other things that I would need to do with that money. Right. So, I mean, but that's just me because I always am like into budgets and this and that. But there does come a time where faith kicks in when you're tired of just living the same lifestyle you've been living. At a certain point, you just be like, nah.
But you know what though? You know, they say, you know, money doesn't change things. It's more so your management of it. So there has to be a certain discipline.
Okay.
And if my man is listening, to this episode, like I hope he finds no disrespect. Actually, he might be in his feelings if he listens to it. I ain't gonna lie. But I'll just say this here. Like when you grown, you know, you should never get to a point where you only have $3 left to your name. Right? Mm. Like you need to live below your means. You need to go ahead and give up that apartment. You need to move in with somebody.
But you might do that and still have $3 to your name, bro.
Okay, but that's different. But have you done everything? That's probably $3 to your name? Literally to the point where if somebody tells you to come across town, you can't put gas in your own car?
Listen, but that's...
There's no way you're going to be a six-figure motivational speaker if you ever get to the point where you got $3 in your bank account.
But that's the majority of America, though.
That's not true.
That's the majority of America.
$3?
They have less than $2,500, less than $1,000 in their savings account.
That's different than having $3 to your name. My man told my team, like, hey, guys, I'm down bad. That was my last little bit. I only got $3 left in my bank account. $3 left to my name.
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, and I do want to hear how you would have handled it. But on this side, he doesn't have the tools or the support system that a lot of people have that can afford to have more than $3 in their account. He doesn't have the tools. He doesn't know how to do that. He's obviously operating not with a full toolbox. So it's like, what can you really expect from somebody that doesn't know any better?
I disagree. I hear what you're saying.
So how would you have handled it?
Well, of course he would handle it differently. But my thing is that I promise you, there's a lot more people in that position than you think are. And I promise you that there are people that are budgeting who are left over with $3 or less.
And if that's the case,
then they shouldn't be making an investment, is what you're saying.
Not even that, okay. Right? But maybe that's when you like, I'm going to start carpooling. I'm going to start meal prepping. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut the cable off. If it's to the point when you pay all your bills and you ain't got nothing left over, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, and that's a whole nother, because I don't want to go too deeply into the finances.
Yeah.
But again, I was impressed by this brother's faith, right? But it comes with faith and works.
Right.
So, and what I don't want people to do is hear my story of how me and Tracy quit our jobs. Don't get it twisted. We walked away from great careers, great salaries, 401k, but we still had some significant money in our savings account. Okay. We still was good for the next at least 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not, did it take faith? Absolutely. Because it wasn't a guarantee that people was going to book me to speak.
For sure.
It did take faith. But I still also not only had to pay the bills, but I had to be thinking like, I need to have money to get my website done, to get my logo, to get my branding, to make some retractable banners. When I do write this book, I'm going to have to pay to get the book published and printed. So you know what I'm saying? So again, I was impressed. But when I first heard it, the part of me was just like, yo, is this big faith or is this big recklessness? You know what I'm saying? And so, it's impressive. That's what I said. It's
people
that have $5,000 in their account and was still on the fence. Like, I don't know if it's going to work out. My man was like, yo, I'm finna give you everything. Mm. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything?
I think you discount it though a little bit because you are a motivational speaker. I think sometimes when you're the person being motivated and you've never heard that word for the first time, you're a motivational speaker. And then you have parentheses like, oh, but don't get it twisted. We had this, 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 and this. We're saying this. 20 episodes later, 20 some episodes later, like in our first episode, when we breaking down everything that you're going through, when they're hearing your story, they're just like, you went from this to this. It's like, oh, shoot. I need to risk it all. I went 9 months away from fasting with my wife, all this other stuff. Like, yo, like you've done some things that have gotten you to a point to where you have so much balance in different areas. But there are individuals that are hearing a convicting message for the first time, and they are just willing. They are willing to do whatever can take them out of this place and to get them to the next level. And to some people, it seems like you giving up everything is the next level of your life in order to invest. Like, that's how real I want to know it is. And people are trying to prove that they're ready for that next level, which may be that sacrifice. I'm just trying to explain mentality.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I don't know his full story.
Yeah.
He could have got paid that next Friday. Mm-hmm. That check could have been $2,500.
Right.
That could have been the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just know the team was like, his credit wasn't where it needed to be.
Right.
He was like, so that's not even a
option.
An option.
Got you.
He was just like, I just got big faith and just believing in what God can do. And that's what had my heart. I'm like, yo, my man, different.
Yeah.
But then as I began to analyze it, he obviously has something that other people don't have, because there are probably some people watching me that probably got $5,000, $2,000 in their account, you know what I'm saying? But still didn't take that leap of faith. Yeah. But the fact that he did do it. But when is it reckless? And then when is it faith? I think there's a difference. And then I think there's a difference between that and then like reckless, crazy faith.
So let's get it to it. I'm not going to do it. So I didn't answer a question for myself. I'm not doing it. But I would put myself in position to do it a couple months later. Does that make sense? Like, I will do it in a few months. I will set myself up to make sure that I'm able to do it in a couple months. But it's like, okay, so I need $500 to get this thing started. All right, cool. Let me put together a plan to where I have enough money saved up to where I can make this step 2 or 3 months from now. So if it means that I need to start cutting back as if I don't have it early on to make sure that I do later on, then I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm not about to take that risk right now. Me, myself, Moss Talks, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Not right now in the space that I'm living in with $3. But what I would do is make an agreement with myself for myself to do that in a couple months or so. Like, yeah, I'm investing myself.
Yeah. I mean, it really just sounded like this brother was in the spirit. Like, he was just like, look, I'm about to risk it all.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if his credit wasn't where it needs to be, obviously he's procrastinating with a lot of things in his life. True. He's not paying bills on time. He doesn't have the funds to do it. So it's like, there's a lot of things going on with this man.
Yeah.
But if he took that risk, he was definitely like, this is going to change my life. And it's going to change the life for my family. So he felt it. He felt whatever he was putting down. But yeah, it was reckless if he didn't have any other way to provide for his family.
Yep. And so if my man is listening, bro, appreciate you giving us some content to discuss. You know what I'm saying? Again, I was impressed. And I don't know if I can say, you know, reckless. I don't know his whole situation. But if, I guess for me, it's just always scary when you're down to your last $3.
Sure.
And you have a family. It's one thing if I'm sleeping on your futon, Mike, and I'm a bachelor, I ain't got no kids. Yeah. It's different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But at the same time, I was impressed, you know what I'm saying, that he was willing to take that leap of faith and say, you know what, I got to do what's best for me. If I want to change my situation, I got to do some things different. But maybe doing things different is not just taking that leap of faith.
Facts.
Maybe doing things different is being more financially responsible, getting a second job, living off of 30% of your income, saving more of your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that's the different thing that should be considered to put himself in a position where he can really start saving and then investing, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of had mixed feelings about it, but I don't want to really make this about him. I really want to make this about just our listeners. You know, I feel like we got viewers and listeners that's tapped in with us right now. And some of them, the thing that's stopping them from going to that next level is jumping off the porch.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Is investing in themselves, whether it's a course, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a program, you know, whether it's a gym membership, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, they have not pulled the trigger on that.
Mm.
And then I feel like there are some people, you know what I'm saying, that they're just quick to pull the trigger and make decisions and don't fully calculate and weigh all of the cost. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of really what I was, you know what I'm saying, kind of trying to figure out, that if that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I jump off a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't count all the cost. I don't count all the costs when I'm making decisions sometimes. Sometimes I'm so convicted on something that I do it first. And then after, I'm just like, wait, what? Okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. But then I may actually forget that I've done that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have courses that I need to go back and take that I've paid for. And I'm just like, what are you doing? You ain't even started this thing yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so emotionally based sometimes that I can make a decision based off of something that I want, and I haven't mapped out a plan for it. So sometimes I get myself in trouble because it's just like, Mike, like, yeah, bro, I know that you want it mentally, but you need to start proving through actions, through consistent actions.
That follow through needs to be strong and disciplined.
And the thing about it is that sometimes I'm actually willing to follow through. I just don't remember what the heck I'm about to follow through on.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I'm like, Mike, what are you doing? Like, definitely got to do better at that. So that analogy that you said, bro, I definitely resonate with that. But
yeah.
And that's reckless. That's definitely a version of records.
And so peep game. To help my man out and everybody else listening, it's not even really about just the decisions that we make, but it's also like the personality that we have.
Mm.
We talk often about the DISC assessment, the D. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just got that big D. You know what I'm saying? The dominant, the more direct personality. Some people got big I.
Welcome.
You know what I'm saying? Very introspective. You know what I'm saying? Some people got that big S. You know what I'm saying? They're more supportive. Mm-hmm. Some people got that high C, that big C, like very cautious. So I'm sure that this person is not a high C, that's very cautious.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? I'm imagining he's a very high I, very outgoing, you know what I'm saying? Very gregarious personality, life of the party, quick to make a decision, like, hey, let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
For me, I see a lot of myself in him.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to quit my job and kind of go all in.
Right.
Tracy is more poised and more calculated. She's a high C. Uh-huh. I'd be ready to make decisions around the house and family and business and things, the investment. She'd be like, I need some time to think about it. I'm like, but this makes sense. I've read an article. She's like, okay, but I'm a re6. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just different. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that kind of plays a factor in it. Whether you're, you know what I'm saying, when you look at the DISC assessment, you know what I'm saying? You're a high on the S. You know, maybe your S is bigger than others. Mm-hmm. Maybe your I is bigger. Maybe your C or your D is bigger than others. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just kind of like a difference when it comes to the personality. So I'm a high I and a high D. So I'm more dominant and outgoing. Mm-hmm. Tracy's a high S. You know what I'm saying? Her and a high C. Her C is way bigger, you know what I'm saying, than mine. Yeah. And so I think that kind of plays a factor in it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mike, what would you say? Like,
for I ain't ready. Hey, don't start me.
Okay, don't
go. I mean, see me try to get myself together. Don't you go with me?
Because we talk about because that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Just like when it comes to like people being Virgo or Leo or Sagittarius.
Ooh.
It, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's different personality styles and how you are wired. Depends on how you make decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But aren't high D's risk takers too? Like, aren't they just...
They're very direct.
Yeah.
Yeah, very direct, okay. Very dominant. Like, if this is what I want to do, I'm going to do it. And they're quick to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So he could be a high... That's he what could I'm be saying. A high D or a high...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well... Yeah.
And the S is more supportive. The S is kind of like, whatever you recommend I do, I'm going to do it. Could be a high S too. This thing is really interesting.
Yeah. He could be... Honestly, he could be any of those.
Except for high C, because the high C is very cautious, very analytical.
If you're cautious... And you're moved to do something different than you always do it?
Trust me. I train on the disc. Trust me. Now, the D, the I, but that cautious, it is known. If you are a high C, you're very cautious. You're very analytical. You are slow to make the decisions.
So I got a question. Well, no, that's random. But can we do an episode on the disc one time? Because you're so into this.
And we're in it right now. Just flow. Just let it go. Let it take you. What are you like?
I just didn't want to get off because I got questions about that.
Are you a,
high
D? Are you big or small on that scale? Go ahead.
That's three times. Hey, it's no more for you, Jay. No more this episode.
All right.
Yeah, that's my high D.
Because when I saw your assessment, because the natural, the adaptive, like I'm a high I.
Yeah.
I'm a 99 I. I'm a 69 D. Okay. And so depending on the situation, the D again is the more dominant personality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The I is the more outgoing, gregarious personality.
What is the maturity level to be a host on this podcast? Like, I just not sure if I qualify. Like, you are triggering me this episode, and I just want to be a grown up. Like, Crystal's struggling.
I'm confused.
So she,
Crystal's not struggling. Crystal's good.
You always vouching for somebody.
We'll come back to your disc. What would you say you lay? You are. Do you remember?
You want to be transparent?
So I want to be transparent.
Yeah.
And come to your rescue,
please.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm struggling because I feel your energy, but I'm trying to focus. Okay. And so this is tough.
I'm so confused right now.
I don't think you are, Jay.
Go ahead.
So what am I? I don't remember what mine was.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think my adaptive was I don't remember. I have to go back and look at it. But yeah. So just for based those off of no, yeah, go ahead.
For the people that's not familiar, again, the DISC assessment is like a high level personality assessment that tells you where you are. All of us have a little S, D, C, or I inside of us. It's like those four different personalities. And so some are lean heavier on the S, which is more supportive. Like, hey, whatever you need. Some people are naturally wired. Like, hey, whatever you need, I'm here to support you. Mm-hmm. I got your back. Just put systems in place. I'll get it done. Mm-hmm. Some people are very C, like very cautious, very analytical. You know, I'm not going to be so quick to be pulling triggers and making decisions. Like, let me just make sure everything is in order before I move forward. They're naturally wired that way.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Some people are the more D. They have the more dominant, the more direct, you know what I'm saying, personality. I get it now.
Okay.
You sick. I just got what you was on. Wow.
You just
okay,
got it.
Okay, yes. Because I'm locked in on blessing the people. And then some people are high I, which is like the very gregarious,
yes,
outgoing personality, life of the party. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
And so between the D, the I, the S, the C, everybody weighs differently.
I just don't know where I am on. Like, you know, obviously
we'll
I could be a little bit of all of them. But
do you
like,
remember where you scored?
I think D and I was the two for me. Like high I,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, and the other one. So that
got you.
Yeah.
And then here's the crazy thing, and I'm gonna share this here, and hopefully,
I'm gonna
share this here, and hopefully, y'all can do right and lock in and not go there.
Okay.
But you know, do you have the natural and the adaptive? So some people are naturally a high I, very, very outgoing, but then that I, you know what I'm saying, decreases.
Yeah.
It shrinks like under pressure. You know what I'm saying? And then some people can be a really strong D, like at the top, and then under pressure.
He's triggering me. He's trying to get me. It's me. Like, he's targeting me.
Like,
we're out of strike.
Listen to me.
No.
All right.
No.
Let me rephrase it this way.
He looked at
you. You have the natural. Oh, man.
Stop this.
You are tripping. Crystal. Oh, all right, Mike, here we go. I'm going to rephrase it for
Thank
you.
Thank you, bro.
There is literally, seriously.
Okay.
I know our viewers are probably laughing right now.
It happened to me.
There is literally a natural and an adaptive.
Yeah. Okay.
I realize with me being a high I, very outgoing, if things go wrong, my I decreases. Like, I'm not as outgoing. I'm kind of like, y'all kind of notice it. If we're late when it comes to filming podcasts,
true.
If somebody missed a flight, like it makes that part of me
kind
of shy away, right? If Tracy is a very high C and naturally, but under pressure, when she has to adapt, her C might decrease.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But some people, it might increase even more.
Okay.
You have some people that might be a kind of moderate D, but under pressure, it might increase because they lean in like, no, this is the way. And so everybody's personality is different.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So
definitely.
And I think that depends on, so it's like, where do you mirror the faith, the spiritual aspect to the personality and how we're actually wired?
So I think that's a great question. I think that the spiritual offsets a lot of stuff to come naturally for people, and it makes them go on the far end when they feel a spiritual conviction or an emotional one, because they take away some logic or some consistency that have to do with their personality traits, and they jump all the way in. And sometimes we're just like, whoa, 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 why would you do that on a logical level? But they're just like, you just convicted me on a level that I haven't felt before. Mm. I need to give everything to this because I've neglected it for so long. So maybe them trying to be logical or them trying to do it their own way has been the thing that has gotten them to the what, $503 mark. And they're just like, you know what? I need to get $500 in excess of what I'm usually doing to make sure that this energy that I haven't supported before feels even.
Or, and I receive it, or one could say, hey, you know what? I have a tendency. Uh-huh. So when I took the DISC assessment,
yeah,
like I learned a lot about myself.
Okay.
It doesn't just tell you what your strengths are. It tells you also what your weaknesses are.
Okay.
So now I know to be more cautious. I naturally had a low C. My C is high now.
Okay.
I'm not just ordering things online. I'm going to read all the reviews. Like Tracy then got the thing all in my spirit. I want to know which one can get here the fastest, which one has the best reviews, which one is more cost effective. And then if I don't have to worry about it getting here the fastest, I don't mind it getting in 3 days later because I don't need it until this time. Like, I'm very analytical.
Gotcha.
I'm very analytical now. That wasn't always my strong suit. Mm. I was like, let's just do things because it's dope. Mm. And so for my man that was like, yo, I'm going to put in this 500, maybe he should now probably say, why? Because I gave him grace. Mm-hmm. I made it clear on the training.
It's
non-refundable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once you get this 500, we only want to work with people who's serious. Mm. My man showed me he's serious.
Yeah.
And I'll show him I got a heart.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you're not able to move forward with the program. You know what I'm saying? But I know you got a young son. Mm-hmm. You got a young child. You a single dad. I know you had big faith. I'm going to go ahead and shoot you that 500 back. I'm not going to keep that because you can't apply that to nothing. I don't want to take from you. Mm-hmm. Right? But I'm just wondering if he sat back and thought like, here we go. I wonder what God's take on it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think God probably got two things. Like, son, you my guy. I'm glad you had big faith. But come on now, son. I don't never want to see you in a position where you only got $3 in your account.
You got to walk before you can run.
You got to walk before you can run. You know, because if you can't manage your finances, how are you going? You know what they say? E.T. told me years ago, money can't change money problems. I used to reject that. I used to be like, nah, the more money I have, but I realized, nah, you get more money, you really just spend more. You're more reckless with it. That's why it's
money
people that
can't
get paid.
Change money problems.
Yeah, that's why it's people that got, it's people that got made $40,000 a year. But they got great credit. And then you got people that's making $150,000 a year and they got poo-poo credit. Mm-hmm. And they're literally people I know that make 40 grand a year and then people that make triple that, $120,000 a year. And the person that make $120,000 a year is in more debt than the person that make 40 grand a year. I personally know people like that. You know what
you're
I'm
probably
saying?
Right, for sure.
And so
but do they have the same lifestyle though?
Well, that's the thing. That's really what puts you in debt. Right.
Okay.
You earn more, you spend more.
Gotcha.
Like.
Right. All right. And that's why it's a constant rule to say is, okay, let me try to live below my means and not go as crazy as I could go. That's why it was so rich and everybody went crazy when Jay-Z said, hey, if you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. I ain't gonna front. That thing be in my head.
Yeah. Right.
I be in the mall like, it makes you kind of think twice about it.
Yeah.
How many times have we been in the mall about to buy something and it's like, ooh, I'm gonna feel this a little bit. Well, then you probably shouldn't afford it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's it's just a different mindset that kind of puts us in.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know if we even talking about faith versus risk or recklessness or whatever.
I think we talk
mindset,
about it all.
All of
I just
it,
think
yeah.
we have to break it down so that everybody listening can understand how serious of a level it's on and how deep of a decision it's making, you know, in terms of the DISC assessment. So I don't know. I think that you've given a lot of great context, which was necessary for this conversation. But I also feel like people out there may want to, this may be random, but y'all might want to take a DISC assessment, you know? Like learn yourself before you start making future decisions, you know?
Okay. Now we're talking about something.
Yeah.
Right? Learn yourself. Because if you look at where you are in your life and you're like, man, I'm not really crazy about it. That's okay. But I could be doing better, then you got to do some different, you got to make some different changes.
Yeah. Facts. So then what is your definition of risk versus just being reckless?
Good question.
Risk is me and Tracy saying, man, I'm getting 2, maybe 3 speaking engagements per month. Mm-hmm. I've been consistent for a couple of years now. I'm going to quit my job. You know what I'm saying? And go all in. I got a nice little bit in savings. You know what I'm saying? And then when savings is depleted, that can last us a couple of months, 3-4 months. When savings is completely depleted, if I got to, I can pull money out of my 401k. I feel like that's risk because it's not a guarantee. But it's like, yo, you got a few things coming for you. Do I need God to provide? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Did it get to a point where we was kind of like check to check? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's risk. Reckless would have been if I quit my job and maybe only average 1 speaking engagement per month and maybe only had $5,000 in my bank account. Mm. That's when it's like, okay, bruh, now that's reckless. Mm. You don't even have enough. If you don't start getting booked right, you don't even got enough to last a month. Mm-hmm. And knowing you need money to put into your speaking business to grow it.
That's precious.
So I feel like that's the difference.
So you think that's reckless and that's not faith?
Mm. Well, you asked me, risk versus reckless. Uh-huh. Now, I could have had faith. Let me think about it. Because you got to have faith to go either one.
Yeah.
Curveball.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have faith. He said curveball.
Curveball.
I see what's going on. I see what's going
Batter
on.
Batter up. No, you got to have faith.
Yeah.
But it's just almost like faith and works. Mm. When we say works, we think the tangible things, but it's also making wise decisions. I'm in the spirit now. Yeah. Faith in works isn't just you got to have faith, but you also got to do the work. Or you got to have faith, but you also got to be wise with what you're doing, with your time, your efforts, your resources. It's like, okay, I have faith I can get from Atlanta to Dallas.
Right.
I have faith I can get there. But works is like, okay, I got to still jump in the car and drive there.
True.
But works is also, how about you get a GPS to make sure you go the right direction? How about you get a car that's reliable? How about you get gas inside that vehicle? Don't just have faith, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that works part is so much more complex.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Respect.
So to wrap it up, I'll say this, because I think lunch has arrived. I'm about to smash this thing, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got that little salad with that trout. I don't know what you
That's
ordered.
What
was
you
that
got?
Special? Oh, man, that thing's
fine. I didn't even see that
I
probably
should.
Here.
It's like a Southwest boy.
You didn't anyway, even suggest
hey, look, y'all.
It.
Huh?
You didn't even suggest
You didn't even ask.
I assumed.
You assumed.
That you didn't know.
Let me find out you listen to these podcasts, my boy.
Shoot, let me find out I'm on him.
Yeah.
For real?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Let me talk
out to my man. Okay, I was about to say something, but see, I'm so, it would have probably triggered you.
No.
See, it's crazy. I can't even have regular conversations.
He's about to give himself a compliment that he don't deserve.
So let me just say this here. I'm going to wrap it up with this right here, right?
Don't do it with me.
And you know what? Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Let me say something. I want y'all to jump in the comments and just let us know, is Mike tripping or am I tripping? Just let us know in the comments.
Back.
Let us
so
know in the
Jay
comments.
So is Slick, do y'all see Jay being slick or am I just being sensitive? Again.
Yeah.
Again.
And you need to be baptized. That word crazy.
Because I've been sensitive in the past. We understand that. But is Jay... Am I tripping all the time or is Jay think he's slick?
No, y'all let us know. And maybe I should just do a better job of just filtering anything I say just in case your mind goes somewhere else. And I got to do better as a leader.
This is one of the slick times that I'm referring to. Y'all see how Crystal, he tried to jet a mind y'all for the future?
Maybe I'm going to sit by you, Chris, because I know you don't even, because that thing kind of almost jumped on. It was a lot, yeah. Anyway, hey, so let me say this here.
I'm
what we want y'all to do
it's a lot.
Is we want y'all to have faith. And we want you to take risk because with every great risk, there is a great reward.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure that our pursuit for that risk and that reward does not move us to where we become reckless, because that wouldn't be next level living. Let's get it.